All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Sunday, August 16th. So, Mark Meadows, White House Chief of Staff, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin's co-stimulus negotiator, as far as the Republican side goes, reportedly had a phone call with members of the House of Representatives Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus regarding the next stimulus relief bill. This Problem Solvers Caucus is simply a group of 48 members of the House of Representatives, 24 Democrats and 24 Republicans, and that equality is intentional, by the way, whose goal is to reach bipartisan cooperation on legislation such as the next stimulus relief bill. And these members of Congress within this Problem Solvers Caucus have pledged to vote together, all of them, for any piece of legislation that gets at least 75% support from the Problem Solvers Caucus as a whole, gets at least 51% support from the Republican members of the caucus, and gets at least 51% support from Democratic members of the caucus. Now, on the one hand, I think this Problem Solvers Caucus is a good thing, but on the other hand, I think it's a bit silly that there is a specific group of problem solvers in Congress constituting a little over 10% of the members of the House of Representatives. I mean, shouldn't all our officials really be problem solvers in Congress, right? Anyway, the Problem Solvers Caucus is trying to move stimulus along, and Mark Meadows had an hour-long call with some of the members of this caucus. One member on the call said, "We had a productive hour-long discussion about ways to help break the logjam between the parties, Democrats and Republicans, get negotiators back in the room and help America in our response to the COVID crisis. We anticipate future meetings." This is a good sign to me because out of the four stimulus negotiators, it seemed that Mark Meadows tended to get the most frustrated about the stimulus negotiations. Pelosi and Schumer mentioned that at one point during negotiations, at kind of the tail end of them, Meadows slammed his fist on the table in frustration with how things are going. Some have even gone so far to say that if Meadows wasn't part of the negotiations, that a stimulus deal would have been reached already. Because remember, Mnuchin, he was negotiating the CARES Act, Meadows wasn't. We throw Meadows in the mix, and what? It goes to crap. Now, is Meadows the sole cause? I'm not saying that, but it could very well be a factor. In other stimulus news yesterday, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi wrote a Dear Colleague letter regarding the next stimulus bill. In this letter, Pelosi essentially criticized Mitch McConnell and the Republican Senate for their delay in taking up stimulus-related matters. She reiterated her support via the HEROES Act for additional state and local funding, school reopenings, childcare, the Postal Service, and funding to fight COVID-19. Now, speaking of Pelosi and the House of Representatives, you remember the whole post office drama that I told you about in my update this past Thursday? Well, as I'm sure that many of you have heard, things are really heating up on that front about the post office, and supposedly Nancy Pelosi and other House Democratic leaders are thinking about returning from their August recess, calling the House back as early as this week to consider legislation supporting the Postal Service. And Chuck Schumer has called on Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, obviously Republican, to bring back the Senate, ending the Senate's recess early if the House is called back as well to address these post office concerns. Why do I mention this? Well, it's a crazy long shot, but theoretically, if a stimulus deal is reached and Congress is back in town, we could theoretically see something sooner rather than later as expected. Now, frankly, I wouldn't count on this, folks, but it's something to keep an eye on. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus update for this wonderful Sunday. Thank you so much for watching this video, and I will see you in the next one. Bye-bye.